Proverbs 4 and 7, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. When thou dost embrace her, she shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings. The years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. And when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. Enter not into the path of the wicked, and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it, and pass away. For they sleep not except they have done mischief, and their sleep is taken away, unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness, and drink the wine of violence. Now here's the verse that just came to my mind last night, and I began to meditate on that verse of Scripture in the night and through the day today. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. There is in every Christian the need for us to always be progressing in our walk with the Lord. If there ever comes a time that you stop or you become stale in your walk with the Lord, then you're in a serious position. Because very likely, soon after that stop, you won't be able to stay in that position very long. You will begin to back up. You'll begin to move back away from the Lord. And because God intends for our walk with Him to be a continual moving forward, a continual progression, that we are to be always learning, always growing, always deepening our relationship with the Lord. One of the purposes of pursuing revival is so that we can kind of be alerted to the fact that maybe we are slowing down, or maybe even have come to a stop, or maybe even backing up from where God wants us to be. He wants us to be moving forward, growing, and there's always that danger of slowing down and stopping in our progress, in our walk with the Lord. Now, thankfully, that even if you're just, you know, I want to encourage you that even if you're moving forward just a little, that's better than a stop. If there's still some forward momentum going on, that's a good thing. That's a blessed thing that you can. And from my, you know, I think that all of us recognize that we can get bogged down with the cares of life and bogged down with a lot of things that the enemy throws our way that might sidetrack us or hinder us from the things of the Lord and moving forward in the things of the Lord. But it is the will of God that we be moving forward. The verse says, but the path of the just, the person who is just is the person that has met Jesus Christ, who has been saved and born again. And that just person has been justified by the blood of the Lamb. He has been made just through Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can get saved. Amen. If you're saved, it's because you've had this encounter with Jesus Christ and you've been turned around. And you're on a whole new path. The path of the just, it compares the path of that person who starts out in his walk with the Lord, with the sun coming up, with the sun that at dawn, we talked about this Sunday, that at dawn, that's when the sun just begins to peek over the horizon, and the darkness suddenly has to go, and dawn is when light dawns, when light begins. That's what the comparison is to your walk with the Lord, the path of the just. That's the walk of that person who comes to know the Lord. And at first, it's just that the light of the truth has dawned upon them. They have met Jesus. And they don't know what you know. They don't know what Christians that have been saved for a long time know. But they have had this encounter with Jesus Christ. And they've experienced this spiritual light, spiritual dawn that's awakened them to Jesus Christ. And they have been born again. Amen. And they're just as saved as you are if you've been saved 20 years or 30 years or 40 years. If they've just come to the Lord and just got saved, they're just as saved as anyone. Amen. Praise God for it. But the walk with the Lord, the path of the just is like a shining light. It's like the dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. More and more until the sun is straight up and it comes to its peak of brightness. That's the example that Solomon is given here in Proverbs. Is the path of the just is like a shining light that the sun comes up. There's barely enough light, but light has broken in to the heart and to the mind of that person who didn't know Jesus Christ, and suddenly their life is changed and they are born again. Praise God. That's what we want to see happen, isn't it? That's what we're praying for the light of truth to break in upon their heart and their life and for them to be saved. They may not know anything about the Lord or about serving the Lord, but that comes in the process of time. And the light shines, and it shines more and more until the perfect day. And we know that as long as you live, there is this continuing revelation of the things of God. Amen. We are growing in the knowledge of the Lord. If you stop, that is a dangerous place to be. That's why we need a shaking and a stirring. We need a revival that will awaken us to the fact that we've slowed down or maybe stopped in our pursuit of the things of the Lord. The plan of God, the purposes of God is that you become a Christian and the light of truth dawns upon you, and then every day and every week and every year, you're progressing more and more unto that perfect day. You're growing continually and you're learning, and there's new revelation and new understanding of the plan and the purpose of God for your life. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I look back when I was pastoring in Oklahoma. I was 26 years old. I didn't know nothing. And I was trying to pastor a church and trying to preach. And I think about things I said, things that I did. And I just cringe and think, oh, I was so young and foolish. But somehow, the Lord, you know, helped us through it and helped them through it. They survived. A lot of them did. Hopefully they did. The point here today is that no matter where you are in your walk with the Lord, you need to be progressing. You need to be moving forward. And you had that starting point when you were born again. And thank God for that day. Whatever age you were, whatever time in your life it was a glorious dawning of the truth of the gospel in your life that changed you. And then from that day forward, you're learning. You're progressing. You're growing unto that perfect day. Just like the sun that comes up and it just continues to get up, go up and get brighter and brighter and brighter. That's the revelation. That's the working of the Spirit of God in our life. Praise the Lord. And you see, when there's no growth in your life, I'm speaking spiritually, if there's no growth there, then you are to be concerned. In the natural world, if there's no growth, then you get concerned. When there's no growth, then there may be no life. And that's something to be concerned about. I was going to put a couple of pictures up tonight, but I decided against it because I get a lot of flack over bragging on my grandbabies. But you know that it was just 6 months ago, and I had a picture of me holding little baby Aslan, and she was tiny. How much did she weigh? 7'11" or something like that. And tiny, and I was holding her at the end of January. And yesterday, they sent us this picture. Marcia had spent much money and sent them some clothes and some back-to-school stuff and a little outfit for Aslan. And so they took a picture of her and sent it to us. And it's amazing what 6 months will do in a little baby. From the little bitty tiny infant to this big chubby baby that's smiling. And that's the normal. That's what you expect to happen. Amen. Yes. When there's no growth, then there's no life. 1 Peter chapter 2. As newborn babes, Christians, as newborn babes, desiring the sincere milk of the word, that they may grow thereby. That's what you expect to happen in the life of a believer. That he's feeding on the word. He's feeding on spiritual things. He's growing in the knowledge of the Lord. 2 Peter 3:18. But grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's the progress that we are to be making. It's a movement forward. A forward progression. Moving forward in the things of the Lord. I want to grow. I want to be stirred. I want to see things and believe God for things that I haven't seen before. Even though I've been around Pentecost most of my life, I still want to see God do wonderful, mighty things. And I know that He has wonderful things that He wants to do. There's continuing understanding and revelation. That's why I got up early this morning when I'd had 3 hours of sleep and drove to Richmond to hear those two teachers. And I was thinking, oh, I need to just stay home and rest. I'm wore out. But I got up and drove up there. And I was so thankful I did, because my physical body was wore out. But from the very beginning, as that brother began to teach, I tell you, I was just so affected by it. I was so stirred. It was just what I needed to hear. The word of the Lord was just encouraging me and stirring me and helping me to see the great possibilities of the gospel. And I came away from that experience feeling like, Lord, You have blessed me. You've helped me. I've took a few steps forward today. Praise God for that. The light is brighter right now than it was earlier. And I've done so well that I didn't even lay down and take a nap today. And I'm still feeling okay for right now. And I'm not having all these coughing spells. So praise God for the faithfulness of the Lord and that we can move forward. And really, it's the will of God that we're continually moving forward. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:16, for which cause we faint not, that though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Day by day. That there's this daily work of the Spirit, daily encounter with the Lord as the sun is rising in our life. Every day, it's getting brighter and brighter. We're getting closer and closer to the Lord. We're gaining greater knowledge and greater faith and greater experiences in the things of the Lord. Even though our outward man is perishing, is weak, our inward man gets renewed in the Spirit day by day. Praise God. Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth. Stretching is what the word says. It's like the person in the race that's reaching for the final finish line. Reaching forward. He's in a stretch to reach that final finish line. Reaching forth unto those things which are before. and press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Always pressing forward. Amen. Always pressing forward in the things of the Spirit. That's what we're called to do. That's what you were born to do. That's what you were born again to do. Amen. The dawn of truth came into your life when you got saved. And every day, it's just getting brighter and brighter and brighter and brighter. And if that's not happening, then you need to step back. Reevaluate. Lord, revive me. Lord, pour out your Spirit upon me. Because I don't want to stay still. And I certainly don't want to back away from the things that you are wanting to do in my life. Pressing forward. I'm telling you, this essential forward motion in the life of a Christian is something that we should be concerned about. Amen. And ask yourself tonight personally, is that what's going on in your life? Do you know what you can do? You can look around you and you can compare with others and say, you know, I'm doing pretty good. Compared to everybody else, I'm doing pretty good. That's not the question. We're not measuring ourselves by ourselves. We need to be measuring ourselves by the Word of God. Are you growing in grace? Are you growing in the knowledge of the Lord? Is God doing a new, fresh work in your life as you're progressing in forward motion? Amen. Moving forward. I guess one of the most important reasons why that this is absolutely essential, is because if we bring people into the house of God, if 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 people walk into our service here in next week, if we bring them here and there's nothing going on in our life, nothing going on in our lives spiritually, if we're dead, if we're lifeless, if there's no forward momentum in our lives, then they're going to walk in here and they're going to walk away disappointed. They're going to walk away without their needs being met. So don't look around and make those kind of comparisons with other people and say, I'm doing okay compared to so-and-so. And also don't make any kind of comparisons. Don't look back. Don't look around. Just look to Jesus. Look to the Lord. Look to the Word of God. Put your hope in the Lord. He's the one that can cause you to be back in forward momentum, moving forward in the things of the Lord. We cannot offer not one thing to this world unless we possess it ourselves. If we don't possess it, when people talk about, well, I hope the church has revival, God's not going to pour out His Spirit and fill up this room with His Holy Spirit. When God sends revival, He pours His Spirit up out on us individually. When we make up the church, we are the church. He pours His Spirit up out upon the preacher and the deacons and the Sunday school teachers and the moms and the dads and the children and the young people. He pours His Spirit out upon everyone. Amen. Christ is the light of the world, and because of His light, then we have a light. Our light is not of ourselves. Amen. We're like the moon. We radiate the light of Jesus. We don't have any light of ourselves. We have nothing to offer of ourselves. And when they come in here, if everything we do, if our worship, if our prayer, if our preaching, if it is all, you know, self-focused or self, you know, and we're not concerned about others, and we're not concerned about the working of the Spirit of God in our lives, we have nothing to offer to a world that's in need. We can't expect them to come to Jesus if we are not pursuing Jesus. Amen. 2 Corinthians 3 and 18. But we all with an open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image. This is a wonderful truth. Because we are with our face open to the Lord. That's what it's saying. We're open. Nothing hindering us. Nothing obstructing us. We're open before the Lord, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. And so as we look to the Lord, as we call upon the Lord, as we put our trust in Jesus and the glory of the Lord, then as we behold Him, then the light of the glory of God is on our life. Amen. And the world sees it. That's what they saw when Stephen was being martyred. They saw his face aglow as he was looking into heaven and looking to Jesus in that hour. His face was aglow with the glory of the Lord, and everyone knew it. So how do we do this? And I know, I'm doing okay. What do we do? How do we do? How do we make these steps forward? Purpose in your heart to make a step forward in these next few days toward the things of the Lord. And that means do some things, spiritually speaking, that you aren't doing and haven't been doing. And I know this is all just kind of practical stuff, but really, if you haven't fasted a meal in a while, then just purpose in your heart this next few days. I'm going to set aside a meal, and I'm going to fast. And during that time, I am going to call upon the Lord and ask Him to make me more like Him. I'm going to look into His face with nothing hindering. I'm going to look into His face, and I'm going to ask Him to help me to make a step forward in my spiritual life. Amen. Do something spiritually that you haven't been doing in your devotional life. Do something that you haven't been doing. Amen. I know we and nothing wrong with having a regular pattern of reading whatever verses or how you read the Bible, but just ask the Lord to help you and pursue something. And a wonderful way to do this is whenever you are in need, ask the Lord to lead you to scriptures that relate to that need, and be amazed at how God does that. Amen. Be amazed at how He does that. And so in your devotional life, just do some things to step outside of the box of what you normally do and seek the Lord in some fresh ways, some new ways, because you're just simply saying, Lord, I don't want to be at a standstill. I want to move forward. I want to move forward. If your practice is to pray, you know, every morning at a particular time, we'll try it at the middle of the day, or pray again in the evening. Set aside 15 or 20 minutes and pray. Listen to some messages or sermons that you don't usually take the time to do, but find some good things. If you need help with that, I'll help you. I'll point you in the direction of some great soul-stirring preaching. Amen. Amen. Listen, and then take the instruction from Hebrews or from Proverbs chapter 4. I don't have time to go through all this, but the first part of this text that we read tonight, it says wisdom is the principal thing. It's the primary thing. It's the most important thing to seek after. Ask Him for wisdom. That's a step forward in the things of God. Lord, give to me wisdom. And I know there are a lot of definitions for wisdom, but my favorite is to see your life from God's perspective. That's wisdom. To see it from God's perspective. To see what's going on in your life. Ask the Lord, Lord, give me wisdom. Help me to be able to see some things from your perspective. Because we live down here in our world, and you know what? You can just get so worried and so troubled if you're always down here on this plane. And when you're looking at everything from your view, your perspective, ask the Lord to help you to move up a little higher in the things of the Lord. Wisdom is your ability to see things in your life from God's perspective. See it as He sees it. It'll help you, and you'll grow in the things of the Lord. So in your devotional life, and then asking God for wisdom, since the writer says it's the principle thing, then seek after it. And notice all the things that he says about it. He says, exalt it. Exalt it. Make it something important to you, that you pursue it. Lord, help me to see things the way you see them. It says, if you'll do that, it says, wisdom will promote you. It says, wisdom will bring you honor. It says, verse 9, that wisdom will put an ornament of grace upon your head. It'll put a crown of glory upon your head. Now, for those are several pretty good reasons to say, God, give me wisdom. Help me to grow in wisdom and the ability to see some things from your perspective. And then not only ask for wisdom, but then he goes, then he's describing the importance of paying attention to instruction. You know that God puts in our life people such as family members and parents, moms, dads, pastors, Sunday school teachers, other people, spiritual leaders in your life that he puts in your path. And listen to the instruction of those that God has put in your life. That's what he's saying here. Receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. That's a great promise. Be teachable. Be teachable. You know, if you're not teachable, pride says, I know better than others. Pride says, pride refuses to take wise counsel. Pride will get you off of the path of the just. It will get you sidetracked. Your pride will cause you to think you know better. But God has said, I put people in your life. Pay attention to the instruction of those that I have put in your life. Amen. Be teachable. Be teachable. And allow the Lord and the promises lengthening of your life. Amen. Praise God. That's not the only place that there is the promise of a lengthening of your life. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom. I have led thee in the right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall be straightened. It means that obstacles in your path, God will knock them out of the way before you ever got there. If you'll listen to instruction, God will take care of some of the problems in your life and remove them from your life before you ever have to face them. I've known of people that would not take the counsel of spiritual leaders, wouldn't listen to their advice, and then they have all kinds of trouble and all kinds of problems. That if they would only have listened to wise counsel, all those things would have been knocked out of their pathway, in or not. It says, when thou goest, thy steps shall be straightened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life. I have to tell you, many years, down through the years for me personally, that I've sought the counsel of men of God on a number of occasions, and I can say, they probably saved my life. They have saved me from so much trouble, and much of the trouble that I've gotten myself into is because I did not pay attention to wise counsel that the Lord sent my way. Amen. Take hold of it, it says. Seize onto it. Don't let it go. Keep it. Pay attention to it. Amen. And then the third thing here is it says, avoid this pathway of the wicked. Make sure that you do not get sidetracked. The path of the just, that's the pathway of revelation. That's the pathway of spiritual light that grows day by day by day by day. But the enemy wants to sidetrack you from that. He wants to get you off the path. Don't go in the path of the wicked. Go not in the way of evil men. Notice verse 15. This is pretty emphatic, isn't it? Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. Pass away. It's pretty strong. Don't let yourself be sidetracked from spiritual things. Because there are enemies who lie in wait, and they want nothing more than to get you off track from spiritual things. whatever that or whoever that enemy might be. But notice it says, they sleep not except they have done mischief. Their sleep is taken away unless they cause some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. All they're concerned about is fleshly things, carnal things. And they want you to join in the party and get involved in it. They want to push you that direction and get you sidetracked from the things of God. Don't allow it to happen. Avoid it. Pass not by it. Turn from it. Pass away. Amen. And then the verse. This is my 3 o'clock in the morning verse. The path of the just is a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Praise God. And that's what I want. That's what I need. I need the Lord to talk to me and to speak to me and instruct me and help me to grow in the knowledge of the Lord. And grow every day, new understanding, new revelation of what he's wanting to do. And revival in your heart can get you back on the path. Get you back on track, pursuing the things of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Father, I just thank you for your word. And I thank you that you've spoken to me this day. And I'm so grateful for that. And I just ask the Lord that tonight, that you would stir our hearts and help us to see exactly where we are, to be awakened to our need, Lord, of this forward motion, forward momentum in the things of the Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.